Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. When we study history in school, we are often taught about great events and larger-than-life people who shaped the past. Yet it is the sacrifices made by ordinary people that make events possible, and that merits our respect. Let's consider the life of William Gilson. William Gilson was born on April 4, 1925, in the township of Pelican. There was nothing unusual about his life. His family had been residents of the greater Rhinelander area since the turn of the century. As he grew up, he attended community and family gatherings and was a member of the local Boy Scouts. As a teen, William Gilson was often seen pedaling his bicycle through town, but, like many teenagers, he was easily distracted. In April 1940, while riding his bike up North Stephen Street, he found something more interesting to look at, turned his head, and ran headlong into the rear of a parked car. Although a bit banged up from the incident, it was likely his pride was hurt more than anything else. Gilson graduated from high school in 1943 and enlisted in the U.S. Navy. Trained as a CB, during World War II, Gilson was stationed in New Guinea and saw considerable action in the Guam and Philippines campaigns. In 1946, he received an honorable discharge from the Navy. Gilson returned home to his family, but soon found himself restless and in 1947 decided to enlist in the Army. Gilson was stationed with the Army Artillery Defense at Fort McKinley, Maine, and it was in Maine that he met Patricia Connolly. The two were married in October 1948, and in May 1950, the couple celebrated the birth of their first son. 1 month later, in June 1950, North Korean forces invaded South Korea. U.S. forces were mobilized to defend South Korea, and in August 1950, Gilson was sent to Japan as part of the occupational force under General Douglas MacArthur. When MacArthur staged his invasion of Korea, Gilson was there. Gilson fought bravely with his unit as U.S. forces pushed north toward the Chinese border, but in October, the Chinese joined the war and began pushing U.S. forces back. Casualties were high, and Gilson was among them. His wife was informed that he fell in the province of Pyongan on October 30. William Gilson of Pelican made the ultimate sacrifice. His body was repatriated in 1954, and he was buried with honors at Fort Snelling National Cemetery. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History. Thank you.